Da bin ich involviert für alles. Wir können Eswig, Schiroi, Lotzis, bei Bezinsum. Wir wollen, Schiroi, Kebete, mit dem Zemmesfachen, Kach, Mose, Rollen, Menni, zu Leise, Verlob, Schwisch, mit der Gav, mit Nei, Riesen. If you abandon an Eswig, the basic kosher one, it's the basic size of the Beitza, and you found the bigger, nicer one, the Mitzvah to switch it for the better one and add a third. So if you paid six, you add two more. That's the third one. There are those that are machlokes, they say that the third you count from a third of the amount after you added the third. In that case, that's the fourth for two, so the third would be one more, three, because after you have three, yeah, one is a third of three. Now this is if you could exchange it. If you can't exchange it, you're not going to get a second esrig, because that's going to cost you more than a third, more than you originally paid. Unless you have somebody else, you'll buy your old one and you'll upgrade it. There's opinion that say if you're shopping and you see two esrogim on the market, also when you're shopping and you have two options, take the one that's more expensive. It's a third more expensive than the other one, because the chiyuv of his mitzvah is up to a third more. The way Rashi learns in Gemara, if you pay only a third more, then Hashem will pay you back another mazal. If you pay more than a third more for the nicer one, then Hashem will pay you back another mazal also. So there's no chiv to do it, but it's beneficial. It says the Ramah, Mi she'ein lo esreg ikshar mitzvah yveris. And so the father says, Hoin rav. The person doesn't have an esreg or any other mitzvah, he's not required to spend a tremendous amount of money on it. You should not spend more than a fifth of his wealth on mitzvahs. A filo mitzvah veres. That means that said, Mr. Slice, they eat and call the money to go to Shiavi. So, wants somebody to eat something not kosher, you're required to give all your money away to get them off your back. That's what Mr. Slice said. Mr. Slice said, like we said, up to a fifth. The person is wealthy, he's allowed to give more than a fifth. But a person is just making ends meet, or even a little bit more than that, and by giving away too much for his mitzvahs, he may be in the poverty line, then he shouldn't give more than a fifth.